This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's good.
Or maybe it's not good at all.
Hey, guys,
there's actually a bunch of guys.
All right, where do you want to go to next?
Do you want to just bust in there and take the guards out, or do you want to see where...
Is there... She said that there's shields and swords and stuff on the wall. Is there a way for me to take a sword and, like, slide it between the handles to lock it?
Yeah, because it does open out.
Yeah, if it opens out, then I say we take these swords...
Do it at both doors?
And bar it?
Bar them.
Okay. You want to try to do that quietly?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, this is your job. You're the quietest.
Oh, 20.
You're the quietest one here. So you're grabbing the decorative sword.
Slides through.
All right.
Spears.
You want to do that door first? Okay,
yeah.
And then do the next one.
Very good.
Okay. You think you have done exactly that.
All right.
Two swords through two sets of doors.
Okay.
Back here.
Now let's creep. Like TLC.
Right. Keep sneaking.
All right, let's continue.
Okay.
That's not savory.
That's not good, because you give me plus 10.
No!
So
oh, no, the wheels! The wheels! I'm glad we put those swords in. Let's just run.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I guess that, well, to here.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm sorry, what did you roll on your stealth check?
Bad.
Was, 6 plus whatever the ghost gives me.
Okay, so 10.
6 plus ghost.
Okay.
6 plus ghost.
It's a new value.
All right. There is another noise from behind, and the door latch moves again, and the door shakes.
Okay.
Jigga, jigga, jigga. It's time to go.
So we're just going
to
book it. We're not going to try. I think we should just fight him at this point.
These guys back here?
Well, yeah, they're coming after us. We don't want to engage this guy, too, now.
Why the,
do you think there's
my fear is that this guy is going to leave.
All right, do you want to just continue down here?
Yeah, because look, I mean, there's like
a teleportation circle.
A staircase.
I wonder if
a Lear jet.
But we know that that's there, that we've seen the map.
Oh, that's true.
This staircase leads up to sort of a tower.
Which is actually a rocket ship.
So. All right, well, listen, I know what I want, so I would run this way anyway.
Yeah.
We're not rolling initiative yet, are
that's
we?
That's where the gold is, right?
We totally are.
Big
okay. Yeah, that's where the gold
is. The gold. You're not misleading us at all.
No.
Initiative. Alephel.
Initiative.
F word. Oh, God.
Binwin.
21.
Thanks.
Jim.
What the hell, dice?
7.
Omen.
12. You just keep rolling until you see what you like there.
I'm just gonna keep rolling to see if
Penguin Bronze Bottom.
If the
door
good
shakes.
Number, if good numbers that start coming shakes. Up.
Yes, you hear a dwarf voice on the other side curse.
Wow.
That's the round door.
That out.
This gets me to here. Can I then bash the door?
It's a double move to get there.
Yeah.
A minor to open the door.
The high school.
To open the door.
Assuming it's not locked.
We're heading down here, right?
If that's where the gold is, then let's get it.
Because we're here for gold, not vengeance.
I open the door.
Great.
Finwin would open it.
When you throw open the door, you see that there is a dwarf reclined in a bed across the way. There is a brazier that illuminates the room. There is sort of a wardrobe up against one corner, a bearskin rug staring at you blindly.
All right.
And a trunk at the foot of the bed. The dwarf seems shocked. Shocked, I say.
Yeah, he hasn't begun to be shocked.
Now listen, as a fair player...
Who the hell are you?
As a fair player, I'm going to... Admit, I did not state that I picked up my flagon.
Same team.
But I hope you would know that I would not leave without it.
A precious flagon.
I say, my name is Binwin Bronzebottom of the Bronzebottom Clan.
Bronzebottom? Bronzebottom?
And I throw my tankard.
He looks around for his weapon.
Yeah, I'm throwing my tankard out.
All right.
Kung.
Is this an action point you're spending?
No, I'm just out of... Oh, I double move. That's right. I can't.
Yeah, but you have it out like you're ready to drink.
No, then never mind. I thought I still could do something ranged. Never mind.
Like
I
D-range.
Do state who I am, though.
You're a dead man.
Not as dead as you might think.
Your brain is a thin candy shell.
All right.
You haven't seen that movie?
You haven't seen Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy.
No.
Oh my
god. He stands up.
It is a
slight,
stupid movie with some great quotable bits.
Blade out from underneath his mattress.
Okay.
and
he's a little skulk, huh?
Wow, he's got a really angry beard.
What?
And then he runs away from you.
He doesn't want any part of that, huh?
Don't let him get up the stairs. Do not let him get up those stairs.
For his rocket ship.
That's where his rocket ship is.
Or his teleportation circle.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
All right. And then...
That's in the lurch back there.
Strength check for the doors. The sword seems to be holding up pretty well.
Good idea, Jim.
Dwarven manufacturer.
Omen, you're up.
Dwarven spear.
I run my ass off.
And what's your speed?
It's 6 apiece.
Don't move.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't move, and I think I'm going to...
I think I might actually use a...
Would that be a minor action, though?
No, I have to use an action point.
Oh.
No, I'm going to hold off.
Okay. Aelfel.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What's your movement?
You can go here.
Yeah. All right. 6.
Okay.
So I double move as well.
Okay.
All right.
Unless, hold on. I'm just here. Should I go this way and...
Oh, try to block them all.
Might be interesting. Why not?
Doors.
That seems like an AFL, like a hunter type. Like,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Flank maneuver.
Yeah. All right.
Jim.
Yeah, can you move me down there too?
What's your move?
6.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11... 12?
And you can peer around the corner.
Yeah, you can blast if you want.
Well, he's used a double move.
This would be an interesting time, especially if you have something that has a cool effect.
So back up on
this. This would be a totally valid action point.
Yes.
All right. Unless you have something that slows.
Unless you have an action point to spend.
Well, I don't have anything that slows.
This is technically the second encounter. You'll get an action point at the
first
encounter.
But I can create a harmless sensory effect. Like I could create a... I could even... erupt a campfire, like a fire in front of him or a fire behind us.
Well, I'm going to shield bash him and knock him prone if I hit.
That might cause him to take a moment if he sees big fire pop up in front of him.
Do you think it's worth an action point for him?
I don't think that's worth
an
action point.
Okay. Nah.
All right, me?
Yes, Finley.
Can I charge from my position?
You sure can.
1, 2, 3, and then hit?
Yep.
Just lay him out?
Well, because I can do shield bash with my charge. And that I'll get this damage instead of my regular. Well, in addition to all my extra stuff.
Are those doors open that he's in front of?
It's a curtain.
Oh, it's a curtain.
So we can just blow right through that.
Oh, guys, wish me luck.
Wish me luck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I kind of look like that slipped out of your hand, like you didn't really roll it. It's sort of the
it was definitely a slip.
That's fine.
It's totally a slip.
Well, so this is all this
that
is doing.
Rolled a 2.
This is just proving to him the ineptitude of the bronze bottom plan.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. You are never going to hear the end of
it. No, I know.
He turns back classic bronze.
So I guess...
Yeah, yeah.
I guess...
Who got bin win?
I guess 10 versus reflex would miss.
That's a miss.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that misses a wall.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I tripped over shit.
He's fucking out the dough.
Sorry, guys.
And that curtain's going to block my sight, right?
Jim looks up. Does he have...
He expects something more threatening. He's there to parry, but he doesn't have to do much to get out of your way on that one.
On account of your incredibly inept technique.
Turn around. Well, first thing he'll do as a minor action is he'll part the curtain. And he says a command word, and you can hear on the other side what sounds like metallic parts moving.
Oh, no!
That's the rocket ship.
Oh, shit!
He's got some kind of fucking machine men.
Roboids.
Roboids.
And on the other side of the curtain.
Yeah, sure would have been cool if he... was prone instead.
So,
sure wish you'd play Argus.
You see these four large constructs with big mallets attached to their arms. Their faces, unlike depicted, sort of look like dwarven visages. And they've got one pinch.
Sort of impassive, like.
Yes. And sort of fake beards, like metal beards.
Are these from D&D movies?
Yeah. These are pulverizers.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow. Those are. Awesome.
All right. And he activates them.
Of course he does.
And he turns back to you and says, "You have made a bad mistake, my friend. Now prepare to die."
It's just like an Amber Shard to have someone fight his own battles.
Going to paint the floor in bronze bottom blood.
Is that like a Home Depot color, or you get that
blue? Yeah, exactly. It's right on the not a bronze bottom.
You bring in some bronze bottom.
Oh, yeah, you only get to paint the floor with your blood. Yeah. Well, cool.
That was only two minor actions for him on his next one.
Standard action, he will murder you.
He will try to thrust his blade through whatever chinks he can find in your armor.
He's going to fail.
Yeah. That will be... first thing he's going to try to do is feint you. I don't mean like knock you over, but
yeah,
he's get you off balance. This is against your reflex. That's a 17.
That works.
Okay. That's a big plus.
Then he makes an attack roll at a bonus. Sadness.
Ah. Yes.
That's a total Fucker. Of
suck. See, plus a total two. Of suck. No, let's move
19
on.
19 versus AC.
Nope.
All right.
More Amber Shard ineptitude.
Ineptible.
Ineptibility.
Ineptibility.
I think there's some history between the dwarves.
Yes. Yeah.
I think they know each other.
That's right. All right. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to describe this while you figure out what you're going to do. There's this like long hallway that leads down that branches off into a perpendicular hallway with three small chambers attached by doors into each one. And on the leftmost chamber is like a standard kind of bedroom, and that's where Binwin went in and woke up the other dwarf.
Lear.
And then the middle room is bordered by tapestries. Oh,
robots!
There's robots inside of it, and a spiral staircase that goes up. The rightmost room is another chamber of the same size, separated by a tapestry or a drape or something. But there's what looks like a power circle in the middle of it that matches what looks like a power circle down in that room that I described earlier that looked like it had a lot of magic shit in it, which makes me wonder if perhaps it's some kind of puppeteer stepping disc.
Yeah,
you know, if I could just mix up my genres.
I'm going to scoot one square forward with a shift, standing behind Binwin, reaching over his shoulder, I'm going to emit a divine glow. It's been called divine. Close blast 3. Each enemy in blast is the target, and any ally in the blast earns a plus 2 bonus to attack rolls until the end of my next turn.
All right.
So that's going to be very helpful, I think. That'd be a good turn to use an action point. So we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I love it. All right, Lear. Twelve.
Wow. Was that an elven? curse of die roll.
Does the effect not take place if I don't hit?
The effect goes off hit or miss.
Okay, good. So you still have a plus. What? Maybe you can hit them. Maybe you can hit these dudes.
So that was 2 misses then? Just to reiterate for the audience.
Okay, thanks.
I love this build.
All right. The look of consternation on your face as you looked back at the die several times was great.
I'll need it.
All right,
it
fell.
Oh, that's me!
You gonna swear?
I love this guy.
Open these doors. There's nothing in here.
I've clearly heard the clinking metal extravaganza in there, have I not?
Yes.
Right? I obviously heard that. As I get to these doors, I want to grab and...
You rip them open.
That's his minor?
That's
a minor.
Yeah. Okay, and I've got... Can I move minor and finish the move?
No.
Okay, so I can move in minor, so I'm pretty much stuck here.
Do you have a ranged attack?
You can attack him,
right?
Not.
He has cover, but you can attack him.
Well, it's either that or do nothing. Like, it's like, I'm like, ha-ha!
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right!
I'm not sure if I'd swear my oath on him.
He's like Professor Frank. Hey! Well, robots!
With the hammer in the feet and the hurting me.
With the cursing and the elven and the ears.
I'm just gonna see if I can flail on him. I'm going to hit him with my overwhelming strike, which, you know, we're all very proud of.
Overwhelm us.
So I'm going to try to overwhelming strike that dude. I roll an 18.
I'm overwhelmed.
So hold on. This is 28.
Hits.
Minus the cover.
Versus AC. And then there's a whole bunch. But I think there's like, I'd have to add it up, but I think there's more. There's more pluses in
here. You hit him handily.
Okay, so
think of my blade and flavin.
my blade, and it stabs you.
The stabbing and the hurting and the oil leaking.
All right, so this is...
I'm just going to keep going on this.
Well, it's making you laugh, so it's encouraging me.
This is D8 plus 9. 12.
Okay.
All right, yes, you embed your weapon deep into its works, stir it around a bit, chop things up.
The golden army.
Stab, stab, jab, twist.
Jim.
I would like to step in behind Elman.
Yeah, I know where you should target here.
And in the very center of that room, I'm going to do a, it's a burst two.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to hit all four of those guys.
You could theoretically put it
here right here.
Hit him too.
Yeah. There's a point where you can hit every target.
Yep.
I'm going to hit them all.
Actually, you don't want to hit the Aelfel, so you probably won't get there.
Okay. Totally safe.
However, I can hit all of them.
Yep.
All
right.
And then you tell me who we're starting with.
Let's start with Lear.
Okay, Lear versus Reflex. Yeah. 17 plus 8.
Oh, yes. That hits.
25.
Next.
We'll go clockwise.
Okay.
So we'll say robot 1.
Couldn't let it fall off the table. Couldn't let it fall off the table. You had to stop it and catch it.
15 versus reflex?
Miss.
Okay, next one. 16 versus... No. 15 versus reflex?
That's also a miss.
Yeah. No. Don't look at me like that.
Where's that dark magic man?
19 versus reflex.
Yeah! You're distracted with
it. So you hit these two. Boom, boom.
Okay, so they take... 14 damage. A shock sphere erupts in the center of that room.
Does it remain?
No. It dissipates quickly.
Too quickly, one some might say. It's been said.
Yeah, I was hoping that would be cool.
Okay.
We've got it. We're in a world of hurt.
I am going to... is it time to use dailies yet?
I think it might be.
On Lear, yeah. I think we're
going to... I'm going to use Crack the Shell. I'm going to come down with my hammer so hard on him that...
Wait a second. Does lightning damage do more damage to the robots?
No. Does normal damage.
But the sound...
Doesn't affect their circuitry in any way?
Well, I think they're very gear-driven. Sorry. Same team. That was wrong. I've been taking out wires in there.
Thanks, Megatron.
I'm going to come down on this guy with my hammer so hard that the cracking of his bones under the weight of my thing invigorates me to follow through. Mm. Wish me luck.
Well, good luck.
This is my daily. Okay. It's 18 versus... Wait.
No, you have my armor?
18, 19, 20 versus armor class.
Miss.
Good. You.
What's the effect on a miss?
Divine guidance. If you want to reroll it, divine guidance.
Do. Oh, there you go.
Yes!
Holy shit!
Woo!
Oh my god! Reroll!
And that was even a big shot off the stairs.
That's big. 10 plus 7.
Hold on, and plus your crit value. Where's your Vanguard weapon?
27, roll your crit dice.
1d8.
Yeah,
so now that's 27 plus 8.
You have to roll the crit dice.
You have to roll the crit dice. Okay. Is it a plus 2 weapon or 1?
What? It's a plus 1. 2. That's all right. So 27, 28, 29, 29, and that's it.
That's that rage. But he takes ongoing 5 and a negative 2 to AC. Save ends both.
Ongoing 5 damage and negative 2 to AC.
That's hot stuff.
Right.
Very nice.
You well, thanks to my Aelfel, buddy.
That's right.
You do hear something go crunch. Powers. It's probably his nose.
The Amber Shards have always been so proud of their strong nose.
As blood starts to course down his face and get all in his beard, he's like,
All right, who's up next?
My father will drink again!
He's up next.
Jim taps Elmer on the shoulder.
Does this guy have the gold?
With a kick of his boot, he knocks the brazier over and sends a 2x2 pool of flaming oil into your square and into Omen's square.
I hate oil!
Wait, isn't there a wall between us and that brazier?
What's that?
Isn't there a wall between us and that brazier?
No,
it's just an open room.
Yeah.
I think I had a misapprehension.
So this is against your reflex, Binwin. That will be a 22. Eight.
That hits.
A natural one against you, Roman.
F you.
All right.
Okay, so.
So, Denwin.
Yes.
You take 6 fire damage and ongoing 5 fire damage.
6 fire damage and ongoing 5. Okay, okay. So I'll put negative 5.
This would be a great time to have an axe of transference.
All right. Does that? Does
I knew
that,
it. I knew
does
it.
Does that give me temporary hit points?
What, teleport or?
Yes,
that's where he's going. Unless it's a circle of power that's going to give him.
But when he moves away, when he moves away, isn't there a sweep? There's a swipe.
Yes.
He's marked.
Let's see it.
Sorry.
Yeah, roll that mystical dice.
15 plus 9.
Hit.
24. Okay. Now, does that stop his movement?
No, it doesn't do anything like that. It's not that cool. 18 points of damage.
Oh.
Oh, man. You really do not like this guy.
I'm a battle rager.
All right, he goes past and through the other
fight
curtain,
family.
Breaking your line of sight to him.
God damn it.
So you can't actually see him now.
Can I see if he sort of goes toward that circle thing, looking as he parts the curtain, can I see?
He seems to be making his way there, yeah.
I think you're right.
He's going to pop out. He's either going to pop out here, or it's some kind of like...
All right.
Superpower thing, yeah.
Alifel, the one who just rounded the corner.
Yeah.
First thing he tries to do is grab you with his pincer.
Oh, I don't like that. Don't do that, please.
Yeah, no, he did it.
You got gripped. You got
that's the reality of the situation. 22?
You got, yeah.
22 versus who now?
AC.
That's a hit. I'm going to use Resonant Escape and teleport 3 squares.
Excellent. Teleport over here.
Can I go here?
If you can see it, you can teleport there. Because the curtain's in the way, you can't.
Well, you still might be able to get here, and then on your turn...
Should I teleport here, you think?
I think it's okay.
I think it might be okay to let him leave. Because we have 4 giant robots to fight. Do we need to fight 4 robots and
him? I don't want him to leave.
Those were big hits. Okay. I wonder if we shouldn't capitalize on them, but you're right. I mean, we have an untenable tactical situation here. This is a problem. What do you think, AFL? I mean, would you rather teleport back over here?
I haven't sworn an oath of enmity yet. I hate all of them equally. So I can either go after him, and I'm relatively okay one-on-one with guys. It's kind of my thing, is to sort of try to separate them away from stuff.
You isolate.
Yeah, look, if he gets in there and that makes him super strong, I'm just going to run back in.
True.
If he gets in there and disappears,
well, he's going to use that to teleport.
Listen, you know I'm screaming after you to get him. I want him dead, so I'm screaming after you to finish him.
Okay, I'll go with my.
I mean, listen, my friends come first, so I can't push. I have to defend them. But
yeah, okay. So then I'm going to come through this way with the intention of going.
Got it. After. And that was actually on this thing's turn. This thing looks around. There's no more Ladrin there.
Stupid robot.
These two will pound on Binwin.
They can try.
First one actually tries to grab you with a pincer. 18 versus AC.
Miss.
Okay.
F you. Stupid robots.
The other one will hammer you with a mallet.
Uh-oh.
24.
Yeah, that one comes down.
I try to dodge that, but it takes me to shoulder.
Okay.
I'm not actually hurt by it.
I'm tough shoulder.
I have new rules.
That's my bad shoulder.
10 damage.
That is my bad shoulder.
That comes. So you take actually 4.
Yep.
Oh, and strength check.
Throw on
your dwarves.
10.
Oh, yeah, I gets up again.
Rattle, 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 rattle.
I love it.
All right.
Next up. Gonna break, though, we're gonna
they will. Here. They'll bust.
We're gonna be that
Shulman.
Yes.
You are up.
Has Binwin on fire? Do you need to set fire save?
I am on fire, but it's not my turn to save.
Oh, that's right, because he just attacked you. Never mind.
So, can I ask a question about what I see real quick?
Yeah.
Sure. When I was running across this balcony, what sort of supports hold that up?
Like the balcony?
Yeah, am I looking at,
it's
5 foot
the wall, the wall just basically drops down right off the lip of the balcony.
Okay, so it's not...
There's no overhang.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to... So, which of these robots have we dropped some dice on either of these dudes?
Hit.
These two have been hit.
Okay. Oh, okay. Here, then I'm going to help you out. We're going to work on this one here, okay?
Okay. I'll target that one first, too.
I target that pincer droid
yep.
With
a Lance of Faith to help out my friend Bin Win on his turn.
Nice.
That's a solid hit. That's 24.
Hit. I like what I see.
Reflex and...
Yow.
He takes 11 points, and okay. Binwin gets a plus 2 power bonus to his next roll.
I'll take it.
Splendid.
I'm going to...
Come to here?
Just go right through the curtains.
Yep.
And what
he's
do
actually
I see?
In that square.
Okay. He is in there. Yeah. I didn't know if that's just the last place we saw him.
No.
So you're going to shift.
He's actually shift in there.
I'm going to shift through here like this. And as I tear the curtain back, I say,
who the hell are you?
I am Eofel Elhomane, Neatar Ancien Elohir.
See, no one ever knows why he says that. Like, they don't even know what it is. Huh. But it's scary.
Who are you?
And I try real hard to spit on him while I say that.
It's an important part of the
and
process.
I hit him, yeah, and I hit him with my...
come on, charity dice. Come on, charity dice.
Overwhelming strike.
Nobody wants those dice.
Oh, you have the oath, so you reroll.
Yeah,
so
use re-roll. It on me. Oh yes. Nice. 17.
27 that's versus it. AC.
Yep.
Finish him. Okay. Finish him, man.
Big damage.
This is wisdom. hold on, sorry.
Wisdom.
D8 plus 5 plus 9. Wisdom. 6, 11. Is that right? Am I stacking this wrong?
I don't know.
So this says 1d8 plus 5, and then my overwhelming strike is, it takes that, adds my wisdom modifier, so it adds another 4, right? Uh-huh. So it's actually 1d8 plus 9.
Yeah.
Okay, 15. Yeah.
All right, he is bloodied.
Any other effects?
Because it was the overwhelming strike, I shift and pull him to where I was.
Awesome.
Okay.
There, so he tries to get away.
Yeah.
Nice move.
Yeah, that was slick.
I love any attacks to let you toll someone.
Yeah.
So cool. The bar can do a lot.
It's about to get sick.
The scorching burst right between these two and the other, right there, so I can hit the three of them.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Is there a reason why I couldn't do that?
You totally can. That curtain has been parted, so there's nothing blocking your view.
And it's a burst two?
It's burst one.
Burst one.
So we got three of the four.
Yeah.
So,
and that reflex is probably not great.
Yeah, so the first one, no. Second one, maybe. 22.
Yep.
And the third one.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
15 plus 8.
Yep.
So it's, yes.
Nice.
14 damage to each of them.
Very nice.
Wow.
Destructive Wizardry is awesome.
It is bloody.
Okay.
It's starting to sort of fall apart and leak all kinds of nasty fluid. And next we come to Binwin.
All right, Binwin. Remember, don't forget your plus 2.
I won't. And because I have that plus 2, I'm going to use an encounter power.
Invest it?
Yes. I'm going to do a crushing blow on this mechanical monstrosity in front of me. And I say, just like an amber shard, to create a monster to fight for it. Oh, shit.
And it says,
14, 15, 16 versus armor class? 16 versus armor class? 16 versus armor class?
It's a mess.
Do I hit 21?
No, it's a bunch of damage roll. Okay.
Did you take your 5 damage, by the way?
Oh, I did not. So let me do that.
Fire!
But I have temporary hit points, so does that count towards it?
If you have temporary hit points left, because remember you were hit the last time you had temporary hit points, you were then hit.
Yeah, that's right.
So however many temporary hit points you have left, which I believe...
Which is 6.
Because you got hit and got 6, right?
Well, the fire knocked me over and activated it.
Right.
But was I hit?
You took 9 damage, I believe.
Then don't worry, I don't have temporary hit points.
Okay.
That's good. So I'm at 42 hit points now, and I will try to save out
Resist. That.
But you get temporary hit points for being hit, right?
Yes.
But I haven't been hit this
but
time.
But ongoing damage
saves
out. Hit.
Ongoing doesn't count.
That's right. You saved anyway, so it's all good.
All right. We're all good.
The fire goes up.
Except for the fact that I missed mine.
Yeah. Right. Your big encounter.
So who's next?
It is the bad guys. Lear is going to try to eviscerate Ayla, whatever he said his name was.
You really aren't that great, are you, Lear?
19.
I laugh at him.
going to shift to here.
Yeah, he wants to get to that circle.
He sure does.
But he, is he going to use his action point to do it?
He is thinking.
No, I don't think so.
How many times can you do the overwhelming strike? Is it just an encounter?
It's at will.
It's an at will? So you can just keep pulling them back.
Well, I can keep trying.
You can keep hitting, I guess.
The automatons will come through.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's good knowing you. I had a lot of fun playing that.
Thanks, guys.
This might send you somewhere.
They'll try to bash you over the head. 16 versus AC.
Yes.
And less.
Yes.
Nice.
These guys will do the same to Benwin.
Miss.
This guy will try to grab you with his pincer.
Oh, come on.
He's going to succeed. You are grabbed.
Wait. Oh. Don't I have some dwarf thing?
And then while it's grabbing you, it smashes you with its mallet.
This is like that horrible, pinchy, bitey jaw thing you made us fight in the tower.
Oh, no.
So while it's grabbing you, it gets a +2 on its attack roll with its mallet. In this case, that's a 20 versus AC.
Miss.
All right. You jerk it.
All right.
I make strength checks for across the way. These doors open.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so there's a door between us in that hallway. We need to shut those doors.
Yeah, these doors are open. This door is open.
And see if we can fucking lock them.
All right, you hear dwarves spilling out onto the balcony.
Who has the nail?
I have one.
What?
We have many doors.
He has a nail?
I have a nail of sealing.
So you take it and you pound it into a door and it locks it magically.
It's like an arcane lock.
At the same time, you also hear
from three doors.
Up this staircase, a dwarf voice say, "What is going on down there?" And Leah responds, "Don't come down! Stay up there! Guard the prisoner! Don't let him get away!"
Nothing, Mom! Shut up!
Are you playing with your friends downstairs?
Mom, not now!
Make sure to ask them if they want something to eat.
We're not hungry.
I had some cookies.
We're watching Transformers.
Tell your friends that if they want to have cookies to come upstairs, but they have to take their shoes off.
Mom! Do you guys want cookies?
Okay, no, we're good. So, wow, so it's almost like I need to dump my turn into protecting this thing. I wonder if I should try to kick open that chest, or do we think that the shit is upstairs?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about ways to creatively avoid being murdered by the guards that are spilling out into their room.
You know, because Sathir tells you that the invulnerable coat of arm is in the wardrobe.
Okay.
And there's other treasure about.
It's literally in the wardrobe?
It's literally in the wardrobe. I point you to the wardrobe.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Because I'm
going to recommend you mage hand open that wardrobe instead of...
Yeah.
So do you want me to keep dropping hits?
What's your charisma or your bluff?
I'm not bloodied yet.
My bluff?
Do you have a high bluff?
5. My charisma is 17. It's pretty
good. Why? What are you looking to do?
This is outside the box.
Oh, you want to try to trick him?
But if I come out, or if you come out, and like we're standing there at the end of the hallway, and you say you have no idea who this is. This is Jim Dark Magic. And I said, I'm going to create a wall of light that if you walk through it, you'll die, basically, right? Because I can create a harmless wall of shimmering... It'll look bad. It'll look like a wall of shimmering magic.
Yep, okay, let's do it.
If that works, so many bards are going to send their kids to school on this song that will be sung.
Here. So what I'm
you need to come up with an incredible intro for this, because I have no bluff, and I have no... intimidate or...
So, and we need to cut them off here.
Yes.
All right.
I will be back there like, would ya?
Here. So I'm going to come back here.
When
minor.
You get there, you see...
Doesn't Jim Dark Magic get some kind of bonus for being Jim Dark Magic?
Yeah. I'm hoping.
Like everybody knows.
Oh, because this is not a wall. This is an empty balcony.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
So I scoot back
you
there.
You come out and you see there are two dwarves, female dwarves with crossbows.
Okay, never mind.
You also see that there is a pack of dwarves... in red capes with sort of visored helms.
Oh no.
That have piled up.
They're capey dwarves.
Yeah.
All of them are minions.
We can tell that?
We know that?
Yep.
Okay.
We're Acquisitions Incorporated, dude.
What's the range on Scorching Burst?
10.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it says far enough.
As far as needs be.
As needed.
Yeah.
It just says, what do you need?
So 1, 2, 3, If you were here, it would be one, two,
since diagonals three,
which count, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
I mean, you could wipe out five of these guys at once.
I guess that might be better than my magic wall.
Well, we may still need that. Okay. I mean, when it comes down to it, if our option is to create that behind him and, you know, erect the Doom Ward, you know.
Listen, if you burn down five of them and then put up a magic wall, they might be more apt to believe right. that it could hurt them.
Yeah, I think that's the right play. Okay. So do you need my help?
I don't think so. I'm just going to Scorching Burst back there, right?
Yeah.
That's I would fine. Move up so you get closer so you can reach them.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to move up on my turn.
You're around the corner there.
Okay. So I'm going to continue to help you with these guys then.
Please. Seems I'm missing so badly all the time.
Yeah, we our idea is to just keep cutting through them so that we can get to AFL, because a couple rounds of being pinced and eviscerated is probably not going to go well. Do you need help in a healing context?
I'm at 42. Okay. I'm not even close to bloodied, so. All
right, well, that's more than my maximum, so. I am going to nail him with a Lance of Faith again to give you your buff.
Sounds good.
What's
up? Nail the one holding me. Who's holding me? This guy?
This guy.
Yeah.
He has not been... Well, he's been lightly damaged. They both have.
Am I going to have to make some kind of escape to attack on him?
You know, you can attack while grabbed.
Okay. 19 reflex?
That's it.
Okay. He takes 8 points, and you get a +2 on your attack to him.
Good.
Excellent. Illithel.
What do you got in the radius, man?
Well, I have a thing here called Sparkling Wounds.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That sounds horrifying.
The sparks after your strike warn off your enemy's companions. It's weapon plus whiz. At the end of the target's turn, each enemy adjacent to the target takes 5 fire and lightning.
What?
If no enemies are adjacent to it, the target takes fire and lightning. Because I have Censure of Retribution, if no other creatures are adjacent to the target when the attack hits, you gain a bonus to the damage roll equal to your intelligence modifier. But there's enemies adjacent surrounded. To it. So
yeah, man, listen.
But if this works, and I hit him...
They're going to start burning down.
They all get hurt. So I'm going to shift here, like that.
Because
ouch, pinchers, not a fan of them. And I'm going to
big roll.
Attempt the sparkling
big
wounds.
Please roll good. Yes!
Oh, that's savvy.
So that's going to be 25.
Success.
Fucking wheat. Okay, so... So
can you roll twice and take the better of the two rolls?
Sweet done.
So can you roll again and keep the 15?
What's that?
Can he roll again and keep his 15?
Why would he want to? It hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you suggesting that I try to see if I roll a crit?
You can roll both dice simultaneously if you want.
And just choose one. Okay, might as well. If you have a choice, if you have a chance to keep it critical...
15 is better than 2.
Yeah, let's take the 15.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, okay, so now I hit him. Mm-hmm. So this is 1d8 plus 9.
Nice.
So 14 against him. Mm-hmm. And then
shit starts to spark.
And now at the end of his turn, each enemy adjacent to the target takes 5 fire and lightning. He doesn't take fire and lightning, but they take fire and lightning because Melora is pissed.
She is.
At this dude. All right.
Well done. Well played.
Nice turn.
Jim.
Because Melora's all about nature. All right, so
Jim.
These things are
move me out there so I am within 10 squares of them.
I'll move you to 1, 2, 3, 4 here.
I think he's okay back one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right here at the corner.
Yeah, he'll get... This is the only guy who's not in range of Jim right now.
Well, this is a burst one, so where's it going to do the most damage?
You can get 4 guys here.
Here, there.
You can get 4 guys here. You can get 4 guys here.
Yeah, just get the ones that are closest to you. Okay. Right there.
All right.
Well, what, these 4?
Mm-hmm. Everybody who's closest to him. So
the first thing that happens is 2 readied actions go off.
And they see a guy pop out?
As the crossbows are loosed.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
26.
Yep.
And piddly.
What's all right. The first one?
That will be 6 damage.
And too bad you're not wearing that armor that's in the wardrobe, because...
I can't. It's not cloth, jackass. No.
And now...
Wow.
All right, well, you decide who I'm hitting first, so...
Okay,